King Bush.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hell of an intro.
There's that vibe.
Hell of an intro.
Or shall we call you President Push?
Yeah.
Man, I take both titles.
Yeah.
I take both titles right now.
I mean, I'm sure you've been called worse, right?
Of course. All types of names.
By the way, we have King Push in here, and he's drawing something. You know, we have everybody come through and draw a little something. You saw Ross's painting, right?
Yeah, yeah, pretty
You saw
fresh.
Pharrell's joint up there
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, I don't think Pharrell drew his, man. I knew who
no,
drew
he
that.
Did.
No, he did.
He yeah, did that, himself. That There's that video of it. You yeah. can watch
he
it on power106.com.
Yeah, yeah. Go right now.
Absolutely, okay. man. All right, so King Push, there's so much to get to, right?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Let's talk music.
Let's talk music. Darkest Before Dawn.
Yes.
December 18th, hardest album of the year.
This is what people are saying. I know you're saying it too, but this is what people are saying. People are saying King Push is about to drop this album and change a lot that's going on.
I mean, you know, at the same time, you know, they're saying these things because what I did was put together some polar opposite than what's going on in music right
now.
Go ahead. You know, I work with some of the greatest producers, number one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you start with Timbaland, Sean Combs, Boy Wonder, Kanye West, Mano, Bauer, Hudson Mohawk, Q-Tip, and you know these guys' discography, you know, hits on top of hits,
Insane.
So on and so forth.
Yeah,
but what I did was take these guys and basically made them make probably some of the hardest records of their career.
You put them to the test.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
You know,
I like that.
But see, it's a give and take type of thing because you know you work with these people, and they try to like. You know, get their hip hop rocks off with me.
Right,
you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right, so, that's right.
You know, it's you know they want to make the hard
street record,
rap record, lyric record,
heavy bass, crazy claps.
Yeah, they want to have all that. So, you know, it was a compromise, man. But we put it together.
Yeah,
Darkest
man.
Before Dawn, man. It's incredible.
It's dropping on the 18th.
The 18th of December.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh, it's about
Coming
to get
up.
So dark on the 18th, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Yeah, Push is dropping a new album, and it's time. Push is time. You say, you know, you say this album is everything that hip hop is missing right now.
Do you think so? I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, it's one of the colors, you know, and I like what's going on. Like, I don't want people to misconstrue that because I like what's going on in hip hop right now, but you know what I do specifically isn't in hip hop, and it's currently.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like you know it's what's missing.
So Push, you weren't inspired at all, right? With what's going on in hip hop right now?
No,
and
man.
That's no diss either.
Yeah, no. But I mean, just for what I like to hear.
Yeah.
You know, I really made a album in which I feel like my fans are gonna love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a certain type of music, there's a certain mood of music that I like to make.
Yeah.
That, you know, people know me for. People know me for street hip hop.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wanted to give them that.
Yeah. Push, are you doing this album for your fans now? Or are you looking to gain some more?
I'm always doing it for my fans.
Now,
listen, you know, we got the door open.
Yeah.
Like, you guys can you know, hop on the train.
Buy an album, you
if you like.
Yeah.
But it's always for my core fan base. And every time I've done them right, they've showed up for me. So.
And they've appreciated it.
Yeah, they've appreciated
Straight
it totally.
Up. What up, Todd? When you're making this album, did you already know you're going to be president of good music? Because I'm obviously that helped with the flow, right?
It was way before, right? That process started a while ago.
Yeah. You know, the album process started a while ago, and you know I like to say that you know people need to understand that it takes me a while to you know to put these albums together.
Mm-hmm.
And
why?
First, you know, just the creative process. Number
of course,
one.
Yeah.
But number two, you know when I put out my albums, they don't necessarily get the most radio play. They don't necessarily they're not the most commercial record.
That bothers me.
It shouldn't, man. It's a new day.
Thank you.
But just check it out. So,
but a lot bothers me. Just so you
don't
know.
Worry about it.
Okay, my man. I'm with you.
So
I'll be angry for you.
So you know when I do release those albums, I really got a tour. Like I really do a full year and a half. You know, type of on the road
promo.
Type of thing. No, it ain't promo at that point. I got to pick up every bag.
Shit.
Believe that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, states, overseas, you know, Asia, wherever we at. We doing, that's how we got to get it.
Yeah.
So, And that's just part of promoting. That is definitely part of promoting the album itself.
Sure, yeah, man.
But I got fans out there, and they pay to come to these shows, man. So yes, I got to touch every last one of them.
Yeah, no, listen, they pay. They follow you on all social media platforms.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
They support every record that you're on as well. You know? King Push.
What up, what up, what up?
We have him drawing in here. How's that going, by the way?
I'm just making an abstract.
Yeah.
That's the new wave, by the way. When you don't know what you're doing, it's abstract.
Yeah, yeah.
People
for
pay
sure.
a lot of money.
People
for
lie all the
art.
Time.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
I just left Art Basel, and I seen a lot of things that I didn't understand, and you know, it was just abstract.
Understand
that I'm doing the same thing right now.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Are you buying any art? Are you doing that?
No, I was asking Swizz to teach me the science, right?
Yeah.
Well, about what is buying.
It? You walk up to it, and if you feel something, then that's what that means,
that's
right?
what they say.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But in my world, I want to buy things that I know mean they're going to be worth a lot more. And I didn't want to seem tacky. Yeah. I didn't want to seem tacky at
and
Art
ask,
Basel.
Yeah.
Yeah, saying that.
Well, they say if you ask, you can't afford it.
Right. Yeah. Well, listen, not even that, but I didn't want to seem tacky and ask, like, well, what's going to be worth something? Because, you know, that's sort of, everybody there is such an art purist and loving
they're not
what's
in it for
going
the money.
On.
Yeah.
They ain't in it for the money.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah. Well,
I'm always
with
in
that.
It for the money.
Yes, everything we do.
Yeah.
It's about
yeah.
that dollar.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. My man.
Believe.
Yeah.
Understand.
Yeah. What's with Rick Ross, remember to ask him about, is it buying art because you like it or because it's expensive? I'll buy it because it's expensive.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just for the price tag.
Yeah, for sure.
It's about that money. Speaking of money, man, what's that watch worth?
What is this about? 56, 60.
Oh, don't be modest.
Yeah.
About 50, 60, easy call?
Yeah. It's about 13 of these, though. So don't, you know.
What do you mean? You have 13 of them?
Yeah, it's a lot of these.
Okay.
Let's be clear. You know.
My man. What's the most expensive thing you've bought in Push? You got a gas station at the house? You got a...
man. You know, I
Starbucks at the crib?
Yo, I actually have two streetwear boutiques. They're called Cream.
Mm-hmm.
They're both in Virginia. Mm-hmm. One's like a destination store. The other one's in the mall. So that's like that's another business for me.
Yeah, is there a website for that?
Shop Cream.
ShopCream.com. Yeah. Easy call, man. Yeah.
Did Kanye get you a gift after he made you president?
Like
a...
No, he didn't give me anything.
He didn't get you anything?
No.
Just a job?
No. Nah, he just gave me a job, put me to work, and said, go.
Get to work,
get in
right?
And have don't
you,
F up.
Have you met Saint West yet?
No, I haven't,
He
man.
Hasn't met Uncle Push yet?
I haven't, man. And, you know, we were talking the day before he was born, and I was asking him. I was in Miami. I was like, yo, you coming out to Miami? He was like, man, I want to, but, you know, any day now the baby could be born, and, you know, I can't hear nothing. You know, I can't do nothing to mess that up or whatever and not be there. And, you know, then the next day, you know, it came out that... That he had the baby.
Yeah. So it was great news, right?
Yeah. No, I hit him up. I was like, man, I didn't know you mean like, you know, tomorrow.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And I was
so
like, you
soon.
Know, good thinking.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah.
Hey, is Lamar Odom the only person that has heard Swish the album, or have you heard it? I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
So what's good,
man? You guys are gonna be in for a treat.
Yeah.
Fire.
You on the album?
Fire. No.
Why?
Because I haven't worked on it yet.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Did I?
Well,
got
see, that's the thing.
I got a record, but I don't know if it's made it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's real meticulous about
his
stuff.
Kanye,
so
yeah.
Yeah, but, and then there's another record that I'm supposed to do that I haven't done yet, so I'll get to it, though, but
yeah,
it's
we working
yeah,
right
yeah.
now, man.
It's super fire, though, man, and I think everybody's going to really appreciate it.
Yeah, I think
really
so, too.
Really appreciate it.
I think so too.
You know, good music is all about that high level of music,
mm-hmm.
high level of high quality music, high quality
yes,
art.
Yes, luxury
you know,
rap.
Luxury rap. We are the culture when you really, really think about it, man.
Tell them
they
about
running
it.
Out. They running out to go buy the shoes. They running out to go buy the
Hell
clothes.
Yeah,
the
lines.
They run. Yeah, I mean, you know. Shout out Adidas, too.
Yeah, bro, your shoes are harder to get than Yeezys, dog. What do we got to do?
Oh, man, you know, listen. I'm buying mine from off of eBay.
Uh-huh.
$560. They cost $560.
Damn, right now.
Dog. Right now.
Man.
And those no, that's for the white ones.
Yeah.
I think the black ones are probably a bit easier.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, the white ones, man, I'm still buying them off eBay for $560 a piece. Myself.
Yeah.
Myself. And you know, that's just what the culture is, man. Like I, you know, people tell me like it's hard to get the sneakers, so on and so forth, but mm-hmm. hey man, like that's what we do. Like this is how we you know, if you're a part of this culture,
this is what it is,
yeah,
right?
This is
now.
What it is.
And this is what it looks like
exactly.
And feels like, you know.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yo, Push, so you're driving or you just got off the plane, your phone rings and it's Kanye and he's
yes.
got the news about you becoming president of
yes.
Good Music, right? What'd yeah. that conversation sound like?
Man, basically he was just like, What do you think about being president? And I was like, you know, what does that entail?
Mm-hmm.
And
good question, by the way. Like, yo, first of all, before I say yes, what do you want me to do, bro?
Yeah, because, you know, listen, man, Kanye's a very different guy.
Sure.
So, like, you know, he'll ask you to do something and be expecting you to, like, jump all the way off of the bridge.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to ask those type of questions.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But he knows I'm a team player. It was basically his decision was based around the fact that, you know, I get along with everybody in Good. I have a great rapport with everybody in
mm-hmm,
Good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my the fact that I'm really out here and like the street and in the mix and I'm and you know, I'm in the know about
and connected,
you know,
in that
yeah,
way, yeah.
Like who's coming up, what's coming up. I'm
mm-hmm.
you know, social media wise, I'm, you know,
you're
online. I have a presence that, you know, people sort of look at it and think about, you know, taste level and so on and so forth
yeah.
when it comes to me. So, you know, he basically, I guess, based his decision around that. And, you know, I just told him, man, like, you know.
Was it a yes right away?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So, you know, I told him, like, you know, I was down and basically, you know, a few things that I want to do.
Yeah.
In regards to, you know, just the fans and the people and
yeah.
and things that I feel like, you know, we could expound on it good.
Yeah, right. What's on the agenda?
Man, like I got a mood board that says like Good Tour.
Yeah,
you know we would
yeah.
want to do something
the
like
festival,
that.
Right? You
yeah,
want
yeah.
The festival
do
type would of, be dope.
Yeah,
man, that'd be amazing.
And just like I said, man, anything fan engaging. Like it's about, you know, carrying on with tradition. I mean, I think Good sort of started things like with Good Friday and
remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Broke
Good
the
Friday,
internet, man.
Yeah, and having people. Create a sense of urgency
yes.
around the music and around the art. So, you know, it's just about heightening those things.
Push, I have a list of things that you could create for Good Music, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Good flan. Do you understand what flan is?
No, I don't know what flan
dessert,
is. It's
a dessert.
Fire
yeah.
or something?
Mexicans love it. That's
yeah.
creme brulee, my G.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All good, though.
It's
all good.
Okay,
it's in the same
okay.
family. Good vape.
Good vape. Okay,
good vape,
I know exactly
right?
what that is.
Good black teas. Thank
yes.
you. Yes.
always.
Good headphones.
Yeah.
Good tequila.
For sure.
By
okay.
the way, these are the things that he wants.
These are
listen,
all things I want
I'm
in my
down.
Life. Thank
I'm
you.
Down with that.
Okay.
This is his
I'm
Christmas
down with that.
List.
This is, tequila's great.
My man. Yeah. Yeah.
That's big business.
That's big business.
Hell
we can
yeah.
talk about it, man. Yeah,
what?
Man. Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Push. So what are like the day-to-day duties now that you're present? Like, is it just the big picture marketing stuff? Is it finding an artist? Is it listening to their albums?
Day to day, I would have to say that things that I deal with or I think about is just artist timelines,
mm-hmm.
rollouts. Right now, it's about me. So
right.
you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
So like,
yeah.
I'm on the calendar right,
right
now, but you know, I think about those things and just think about new artists as well,
mm-hmm.
new artists as well, being on the lookout. New artists, new producers, anything to add to the roster, man.
President
yeah.
Push, Good Music, Crew Show, Power 106.
Yeah. Believe that.
Whoa.
Wow.
Man. Whoa.
What'd you think, man?
Dog, you gotta show me how to sell cocaine.
Wow.
Help us out.
I'm inspired. I'm inspired. No, seriously, you know, there's labels like that in hip hop, right? He's
right,
a weed
right.
rapper. He's a coke rapper.
Right, right, right.
You don't fuck with the label like that, right?
They've been categorizing me like that since I came in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always funny to me because I thought like, man, you know, hip hop was always been about, since the message,
yeah.
it was about like, you know, what's going on outside and just telling the story.
Sure, sure.
And they weren't, you know, coke rappers, drug rappers, killer rappers,
mm-hmm.
or whatever
mm-hmm.
the case may be. Even with the gangster rap, you know,
remember
I
that?
Think
yeah,
I
yeah.
think that you know, that was something that was a LA thing
yeah.
because of what it was. And it just, you know, to me, it's just a way of not admitting that that's what's going on outside
yeah.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
by giving it a derogatory label or
right.
trying to give it a label that's, you know, take away, you know, to take away from the actual craft.
For well, sure.
But
things are easier when you label them.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It's for, or if you other put it into people that don't understand it.
Right, right,
that's
right.
The easy call.
But that's, you know, and that's, and you know, it is an easy call, but man, you got to be careful with that, man. Because you say gangster anything,
right?
You know, to my mother, you know, she ain't trying to hear that. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
but you got my dad who can recite Big's Flavor in Your Ear verse.
That's dope.
So, you know,
love
you know what I'm saying?
Get more butts than ashtrays.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, man. Hell yeah, man.
You know,
have you spoken to Big Sean? You listen, we've had this conversation here many times since the Grammy nomination talk and all that. Dark
right.
Sky Paradise, not nominated.
Right.
A little foul. Do you agree?
Very much so.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like Big Sean's album was incredible.
And that
I feel
tour
like
was incredible.
I feel like the tour was incredible. Mm-hmm. The album was incredible.
The merch was incredible.
I feel like he, you know, visually, he put it together well, man.
Sure.
Visuals, the whole thing. He had the singles.
Yeah.
Radio
you know,
singles.
Yeah, like.
One Man Can Change the World.
I don't fuck with you, bro.
Yeah. Yo, man, I keep forgetting I can curse.
Yeah, you can curse, fly, man.
Let it fucking fly, my fucking G. Fly.
Yes.
You're the president.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You're the president. Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, man, I haven't hit him up. And you know what? I'm not even going to mention that to him.
Yeah, you don't want to put that in.
Because what's done is done.
Yeah.
And I just know Sean, you know, if I know Sean... Like, I know Sean, mm-hmm. he's on to the next.
My man, yeah, he's always working.
He's always working. He's on to the next. And
I fuck with Sean heavy,
yeah,
man.
And he'll find another one. And mm-hmm. you know, like, this is just the beginning for Sean.
My man. Hey,
for sure.
Push, currently, who is on the Good Music roster?
Sean, for sure.
Big Sean?
Yeah. Myself, Tiana, Casey Hill, Hollywood Holt, those are the projects lined up right now. Did I forget anybody? Yeah, I said Casey Hill. Yeah.
Solid lineup.
Yeah,
for sure. Go time. It's going to be a great year.
Nah, come on, man.
Right? It's going to be a huge 2016.
Yeah, of course, man.
What's
of
up?
Course.
No, I was saying if you have that good music festival, man, that's going to be
everybody,
a great,
everybody.
That lineup is going to be unreal.
Yeah, no, listen. We got to, you know, as far as that goes,
yeah.
I really, really want to see that simply because I feel like, you know, people don't get to see all of us mm-hmm. really get to Voltron.
No, yeah.
Ever. And the affiliates as well, you know, from Common, you know what I'm saying? Common,
Chains.
John Legend, Chains, yeah. Travis. Like, you know, it's a lot of people affiliated with Good and so on and so forth. So, you know, and like I said, man, the Good presence is all over the music industry.
Believe it, bro. So, believe it. And I know you waiting on that second season of Narcos too, right?
Man.
Dog.
Like,
fuck.
Listen. Like
that
no
show.
Other.
Yeah.
What'd y'all
yeah.
think of that?
Loved it.
Dog. Loved it, right?
It's a great
yeah,
show,
man.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's really good. And, you know, it takes you there. It takes you into that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plata
yeah,
or man. Plomo.
Plata or plomo.
Plata or plomo.
Listen, man, I feel like all of those type of shows
mm-hmm.
are coming back around when I watch Power.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like on both extremes.
Yeah, sure.
Like you could see, you know, Narcos, you could see Power, you could see Empire, you know, they're all different types. Yeah, Breaking Bad. They're all different types or forms that are like that play into the world a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
But I feel like that's a thing that's about to come back, you know, super, super heavy. And I think those different shows are proving themselves,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
and without a doubt, straight out of Compton on the movie
of
platform.
Course, of course, of course. Yeah. You see yourself doing acting?
I love to.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I love to, man. How to Make It in America was my first
acting. That show was dope too, man.
Yeah,
that was a great show.
Thing. Yeah, I was on that for a little bit.
I was really sad to see that show go. I think HBO was premature on that.
Oh, man. Yeah, I hear it's a lot of politics.
God knows. I don't know shit. You know, I'm just a fan.
No,
I'm
no,
like,
no.
Where the fuck
yeah,
did the
no,
show
but
go?
I didn't know that. Like, because the show actually
mm-hmm.
was doing well. But, you know, there are other shows that be in the pipeline
mm-hmm.
that, you know, our budgets are heavy for, and you just got to cut some, from what I understand.
You talking Game of Thrones? Is that what you're saying?
At the time,
I think it was
Boardwalk Empire.
Boardwalk Empire, it just takes so much money to produce a show like that.
So then they got to start.
But that goes back to your point, too. That's one of those shows. That's a show about you know, pushing, whether it be booze or, or whatever, like drugs. But that's the thing, you're right. That genre, man, seems to be growing and growing and growing because people want to hear actual accounts of went down about about people like that that are interesting, you know? Yeah. Pablo and all those people.
Listen, man, I mean, with reality TV, you know, people have a lot to say about it, but me personally, man, I really can't watch it if it's not real these days.
I understand. I'm so happy you haven't done like Love and Hip Hop or any of that, dog.
Please don't. Please don't.
And that's not just, listen, I watch that. I watch it, but I'm just saying, I'm just happy. Yeah, I'm just happy I see certain artists that I believe in and that I really like and mess with heavy. I'm happy that they're not on that type of show.
No, it's that, you know, you got that, but even at the same time, man, like I can't watch TV without it being like A&E.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's where I get all of those, you know, those shows, you know, the A&E, National Geographic, Locked Up.
Yeah, Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
Right? I know.
All of that, like all of that documentary style.
I love that.
You know, TV.
Yeah, what up, Todd?
Are you still not watching the NBA? Are you still mad at it?
Uh-oh.
Because I know you had a problem with, you said the playing style, right? You didn't fuck with it?
No. It wasn't about the playing style. It was the fact that you can't, these days, you can't really dial into a team because, you know, everybody switches up.
Right.
So that was my thing about them. Well, actually, it started off with the Celtics, you know, when these trades happened.
When KG,
all of that.
Ray Allen.
No. When they broke up the championship, the last championship Celtics team, I was distraught over that. So I just thought, you know. I got out the game. I had to get out the game.
You got out the NBA game?
Yeah, my man.
So what do you replace that with another sport in your life? Because I know you're heavy on the soccer jerseys. Did you replace a little bit with that?
No. Football? I actually watch tennis a lot.
Really?
I was about to make a joke. I was like, he's at home watching tennis, but you're really watching tennis?
Yeah, I do, I do like tennis.
Shoot, really?
Yeah, I've always liked tennis for a long time.
Serena, would you?
What do you mean?
Would you?
Would you, bro?
Is that a question?
Come on.
I'm just saying, okay, here's a better question then. Adele, would you?
How much she sold?
Nah, you get $3 million first week. Yeah.
Venus or Serena? The sisters, which one?
Both.
Serena.
Serena.
Serena. Yeah. Crazy body. Yeah. Hey man, King Push is here, man. Yeah. Darkest Before Dawn, 12/18. Good artwork, by the way.
Yeah, very abstract.
That's the new album cover? Or
that's
what?
The Abstract Parrot.
This is the next mixtape cover,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, there it is.
Always about a bird.
My man, King Push is here. DJ Fuse, Crew Show, Power 106. Let's go.